Hachette Audio presents Death of a Ghost, written by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm. For my two angels, Christina Green and David Shelley. Chapter 1. The Murmur of the Morning Ghost. Sidney Thompson Dobell. Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth was feeling trapped. He had started an affair with the head of the Strathbane Forensic Department, Christine Dalray, and had begun to feel as if he had been arrested. His police station home in the village of Lochdu in Sutherland was no longer a refuge. He often thought wearily that he should have known that a woman who could head and command a department of boozy male chauvinists would be a control freak. Christine was attractive to look at, with long legs and curly hair, but she managed his meals, his dress, and how they performed in bed. Hamish was afraid to ditch her in case she told the authorities that his sidekick, Police Constable Charlie Carter, was staying at a basement flat in the Tommel Castle Hotel. Charlie was too clumsy to have in the police station, but he was kind, hard-working, and amiable, which is why Hamish found himself one morning whistling for his dogs and fleeing the station to join Charlie for breakfast before Christine woke. So far, he had kept his worries about life with Christine to himself, but as he relaxed in Charlie's cosy little flat in front of the peat fire while Charlie fried sausages, he was overcome with a desire to share his troubles. So when breakfast was over, Hamish said awkwardly, "I want rid of Christine." Charlie was a giant of a man with childlike blue eyes and fair hair. "I saw that coming," he said. "They call her Attila the Hun over at the lab, except the H in Hun is replaced with a C, and the T..." "I get the picture," said Hamish hurriedly. "Why didn't you tell me?"
"I thought you were all set for the altar," said Charlie. "What are you going to do?"
"I don't know."
"Think of something. Have you asked the fairies? For the umpteenth time, Charlie, there are no such things."
Charlie sat with his head bowed.
"Now I know what away with the fairies really means," thought Hamish bitterly.
But Charlie suddenly looked up and grinned.
"I've got it!
Out with it."
"Blair hates your guts, right?"
Detective Chief Inspector Blair was the bane of Hamish's life.
"What's that got to do with anything?" asked Hamish.
"It's like this. I'll go down to Strathbane and gossip about how you are so mad about Christine that if she left you, it would break your heart. Blair would move mountains to bring that..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?